few things to chat about quickly, because we have also got John revealing where he is. Where's John? Where's John? And I just wanted to quickly tell you about a national biography writing service called Story Terrace. They're creating a book. They're compiling a book that contains the unique stories of selflessness during the pandemic. It's everyday heroes. The company will create a website to showcase all of those nominated. And we've got Rutger here to explain more about it. The founder of Story Terrace. There's been so many acts of kindness, Rutger. What have you noticed?
We noticed ourselves, obviously, so many acts of kindness after, you know, we made sure that we adapted our business to the new situation and make sure that all our clients and writers were safe, that we thought, what can we do back? Because we saw so many amazing stories of, you know, creativity and just hard work from people in the healthcare sector, other essential workers, but also kids and elderly raising money for the NHS and doing creative things for people in their community. And I thought that, you know, we wanted to do something back with what we're good at, which is creating books.
What type of stories are you looking for, and how do people nominate someone?
Yes, we are looking for anyone in your community that you feel has gone above and beyond, and that can be someone who's working incredibly hard in difficult circumstances, or someone that has made people in these difficult times laugh. So I will give you a couple of examples, maybe starting with one from Thameside, from Greater Manchester area. And there's a couple there, Catherine Brown and Tom Hall. They run Noah's Art Charity. And they send animals normally to people that are lonely to cheer them up, which has been made very difficult in these times because they, you know, most people were self-isolating. So they started sending them letters, giving all these people phone calls so that they could stay up to date with what's happening with the animals. But also we have healthcare workers that have, for example, invented printing out pictures of themselves to paste on their PPE, so that people could still see who was behind some of these masks, because they felt that people couldn't see their faces anymore, which created a bit of a barrier. So all kinds of people are welcome to be nominated.
How do they nominate? If you had someone in mind,
they can go to our website, storyterrace.com. That's TERRACE.com. There's a big banner at the top. You click on it, you write a few sentences about the person you want to nominate, and you upload a photo. That's all you have to do. Or you can go to our social media channels, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and there also you'll find instructions on @StoryTerrace to nominate someone.
Thank you very much to Rutger Brünging, who is the founder of Story Terrace. Features on Dragon's Den, so you might be aware of them already. If you'd like to nominate someone, info.storyterrace.com/UK/unsung heroes. There are plenty of them around Greater Manchester. Now, John gave you some clues about where he was. He was in a parking Stockport. He's outside a magnificent